that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
that
will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning, Remnant, and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live this beautiful Saturday morning. And it is February 26th already, here the end of February 2022, and we'll have the phone lines open this morning if you want to give us a call. But we've got a full crew. We'll bring everybody on. And Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
And Josh from way down south, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
And Paul from way up north, we've got it all covered this morning. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
And Remnant, from sea to shining sea, we say good morning to you as well, and we welcome you to the program. We have our coffee, we have our Bibles, and the phone lines are open. And so it's a morning of fellowship, of sharing the gospel, of, well, where we go, we really don't know. We're just here, and we'll see where the Holy Spirit leads. So, but we're going to open up with prayer, and Jason, would you open us up in prayer, sir?
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we ask, Father, that you lead us, guide us, and direct us, and that you be with your people across this land. Father, we pray that you tend to their each and every need. We pray, Father, that you give them a more bigger dose of the Holy Spirit. We pray, Father, that you just strengthen your people and encourage your people, and just let them find their faith being put in you, and let them be found putting their trust in you. Lord, we just ask, Father, that you smile your face down upon your people, and we pray, Father, for your people to be a blessing to you. And Lord, we thank you for all the many blessings that we get each and every day. Just ask, Father, that you can continue to bless us and let us be a blessing to you and your kingdom, all for your glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Remnant, we are still in the winter time here. But we do want to remind you that we've only got a few weeks, about 3 weeks of that left. And the 2021 solar year, it will end March 18th and 19th. And that'll be a Friday, Saturday, if you get a chance. That'll be the last couple 91st days there. And then just around the corner is Passover, April 2nd. Wanted to go ahead and make mention of that. And we'll try to continue to keep that on your mind. And that's a Saturday this year, the first Saturday of April. And if you're not familiar with that, we have a couple of books. Pastor's Communion book talks about it. And we'd be glad to send that to you. We have it available. It's called Communion. It's Potential Curses, Blessings, and Need. And as well as his the book Solar Sanity. We have both of them available for a $10 offering. And if you'd just like to get a little more understanding on the Passover and why it's April 2nd, according to the solar calendar, we'd be glad to send that to you. It's they're good reference books. They're good books to read and to understand. And there's quite a bit that's gone into them. But anyway, that's just a couple of the dates that are coming up. So I wanted to remind you of that and encourage you also to be reading your Bible. We've got the Bible reading plan out there. It's available on PDF at the website, scriptures4america.org. And you can download the whole thing. You can print the whole thing. You can print just a month if you want. Or you can contact us and we'll send you the whole thing as well. And so it's... just one of the things that we're doing here to try to encourage you, to try to equip you, the remnant, to be that workman that's worthy and to have an understanding of the Word and a reminding of the Word. So, and I'd like to start out this morning in Matthew. Kind of seems appropriate. We've talked about it this week, especially this week, but... it's the words of Jesus, and they were asking him about the sign of his coming at the signs of the end of the age, and it wasn't the Sadducees or the Pharisees that were asking for a sign, not those that didn't believe him, but it was his disciples that were asking, because you know they were limited in their understanding as well. A lot of this was brand new to them. And anyway, in Matthew 24, verse 6, he says, "You will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars." And we've certainly, we have that today. But we've had that in our past as well. We have. Jesus goes on, he says, "See to it that you are not frightened, for these things must take place. But that is not yet the end. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs." And when you read on through it, he continues on. He talks about that you will be hated, that many will fall away and betray one another. And in verse 12, he says, "Because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold." And we certainly see that in our time. And so we see that there are these signs of the times that are all around us, in our generation, in our society today. But he reminds us again in verse 13, and if you keep reading, there's always good news. There's always that way out. And in verse 13, he tells us, "But the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come." And anyway, seemed that was on my mind this morning, my heart this morning, that the events of the day, we do see them outlined. We see them talked about in the scriptures. whether it was 2,000 years ago or 4,000 years ago. But the good news is there as well, that for those that endure, they will be saved. And, you know, as long as we continue on with him, we fall into that category. Anyway, my opening salvo, I guess, opening two thoughts, 2 cents worth of thoughts. And that gap is, you know, that's like beginning of another paragraph, guys. That's when it's passing the baton on to whoever's next.
Well, the thing we got to remember is that all of this is for us and for our own good. I was listening to messages earlier this morning, Pastor Peters, and was outlining the relationship between the bride and the bridegroom, and all of this is for our good. It's to bring us back to him, because he desires our love and devotion, and for us to put him first, and he's not going to settle for anything less than that. So we're just enduring that chastening as a nation, and we'll be better off on the back end of it. But, you know, it is certainly it's interesting, as a challenge to read between the lines and try to pick out the plans. And when you watch the news, pulling out those nuggets of truth that are submerged in the swamp of untruth, that's something I've certainly miss about Pastor Peter's nightly broadcast. He was so good at that, and but you guys do a good job of it as well. But Jason, what are your takes on the latest developments?
You know, I don't know. I'm trying to wrap my head around a lot of it, and you know, there's so much of his stuff. There's so many things that are going on that just we don't know anything about. I mean, they're putting a lot of videos out there and showing this, and you know, but then there's a lot of contradicting stories on what's going on, you know, especially with Ukraine and Russia. And boy, everything that since that's happened, they haven't been talking a whole lot about Canada and the Canada protests or any of that stuff going on. They're not talking about the Freedom Convoy that is headed to Washington, D.C. right now. You know, I called a friend of mine who was married to a Russian and still had a lot of ties over in Russia, and I called a friend of mine who was married to a Ukrainian over not too far from the area that Scott invaded. And I asked them their takes on what was going on after talking with their, you know, families and stuff over there. And, you know, the Ukrainians, they said that they were happy about this, that there was a group of people in that area that were trying to get liberated, and they were trying to break free for a long time. And they said that land was belonged to Russia a long time ago, and that had been, you know, under Eisenhower, or I'm not sure, I don't believe it was Eisenhower, but one of those early on presidents, maybe Reagan, that they came in and redesigned, moved the line, the property line, for the divided Russia and Ukraine. And some of the same stuff is some of the stuff that I've heard from people in Russia as well. So it sure makes me not trust the fake media. And I don't know exactly what's going on, but I know what they're telling us isn't the truth, if that makes sense. So I don't know, Josh. Do you know anything about what's going on over there? I mean, what do you think? What's your thoughts on it?
Just exactly the same as you. It's a shell game, a sleight of hand to divert the attention, because they haven't been able to do anything with what we've had going on here. And in Canada, they haven't been able to suppress the movements, you know, from the the Let's Go Brandon regime to, you know, the Canadian truckers. And I think they needed a war to try to further that control. And that, once again, you know, it ties into the stock market. Richard, like we discussed several weeks ago or months ago, that, you know, whenever that stock market is moving up and down, they're making money. They're making money coming or going. And so everything that you see points to a manipulation, and there are just too many coincidences of timing and the different pieces falling together that it can't just be a coincidence. So I got the same vibe that you've got from it, Jason. I think it's just another play to manipulate and control us. And I think it has worked to some extent, but I don't think that it has upset people as much as things like this have in the past. That's just from my perspective of, you know, the small group that I'm around. But what are y'all seeing? I mean, you seeing people panicking, and I know we got a bunch of folks that are upset about $4 a gallon diesel and, you know, different things like that. But how are people reacting around y'all?
I've run into a few people that were actually taking this thing pretty seriously, and they're thinking that, you know, and the thing is you can tell the people that sit around and watch too much news, and I mean, they get to thinking that that World War III is here, and I mean, it's possible that it is. I ain't gonna say that it could be. I don't know, but they think that it's gonna show up at their doorstep tomorrow. And, you know, I don't believe that that's the case by any means. There's some people that are scared, and there's some people that are, you know, just, you know, it's in the Lord's hands, and, you know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Right. I know people that think Fox News is the gospel, you know, but they're painting the picture continuously, too. They're the good cop or bad cop, whoever it is, but they're always painting a picture, and that whole war could be fought on television. There'd never a person die or live. It's all theatrics, in my opinion, because I personally think, well, Richard said something a while back, the head of Ukraine thing, their gross national product was the best it's ever been, and then Biden started running his mouth, and he's just a puppet. But big money, there's people that want to control this world, and you got to find the money, and it's the big money that's driving this thing. In 1913, we were taking in the Federal Reserve System, and by 1917 or 18, we were in World War One. See, they pull if you owe money to them, they pull the strings. And I think that's what's going on right here. They're just trying to stay alive, because, you know, a good majority of people are immune to the news system. And I think you don't hear nothing about Trudeau, but he took that emergency act off, and I think his days in office are pretty well numbered, because the Canadian people spoke and spoke loud. And when the Saxon begins to hate, crap, it's the fan, and that's what's got to happen. I'd be interested in what happens in Washington, because this would probably be big, too.
Yeah, and you've got many people commenting along those lines, saying, hey, this is what the right hand's doing, what and why, that it's not. You've got a short four-page report that came through that talks about this as setting up, you know, just another step in this great reset that the enemies have been talking about. I thought this was an interesting sentence in it here. It said this is really a provocation. It's a logical Russian reaction to deliberate, unignorable provocation by the Biden-Obama administration, who have created this crisis both to deflect attention from serious political trouble at home and to create a scapegoat for the great collapse, which this guy believes is imminent. And won't read the whole thing here, but you know, it certainly gives a eye-opening, a different eye-opening perspective that's quite opposite from what every media outlet that's out there is reporting on. And had a brother text me and said, you know, Pastor Peter's always taught that pretty much what the media is putting out, that if you take the opposite of what the media is putting out, you're going to be closer to the truth than what is actually happening. And I think there's a lot there. Yeah, I certainly don't understand it all, but there's so many, you know, so many things that really don't make sense. You would think, well, if this is war, you know, you can go online and book a flight to Moscow if you want to go over there. Their flights are still going. I saw, you know, Delta was talking about backing off some stuff, but they're still, you know, Russia's still open for business with the rest of the world. And, you know, they pretty much have, they supply so much oil and natural gas to almost every country in Europe. That huge, what was it, the Nord Stream 2? In Nord Stream and Nord Stream 2 are their two major pipelines. And so, you know, you're not gonna bitch and gripe at your power company too much. They might just cut you off. And so, yeah, it's a chess game. It really is. I don't play chess. I don't. My boy does, but I don't play chess. And it's certainly a chess game that's going on. And like you said, Jason, we don't know. We know what the media is putting out, and but there's more things going on. And yeah, yesterday was Mask Freedom Day. You know, the feds just dropped and said, well, now we're just gonna see hospital admissions. And, you know, other than heavy hospital admissions, people can, for the most part, not have any more masks. And so, you know, they're backing off of this, these type of mandates. But they're getting very little media play. And yeah, this American Trucker Freedom Convoy is picking up. I know up in the Northeast they've already started. Got one, leaving California, I think, on the 28th. I saw a schedule. There's supposed to be one from Oregon rolling through Interstate 80 across right through Laramie, I think, on just next week. And so that is really gearing up. There's quite a few protests there that are that could really, you know, develop into who knows what. So lots going on that there's not a lot of focus on, because, you know, when there's rockets and you know, things out of a that are almost right out of a movie, that catches people's attention.
Well, I'll tell you what, if we shut that TV off, we'd be a whole lot happier. They are constantly programming your brain.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the things that I've been thinking about too with this whole Ukraine thing is, you know, you got to follow the money. And you look at that is, they consider that Ukraine area, they consider that 25% of the black soil of the earth over there. They say it's some of the most nutrient-dense land you can get a hold of, and it's mega producers. It's as of last year, and you never know on some of these numbers if those numbers are accurate or not, but they say that Ukraine produces 16% of the world's corn, 12% of the world's wheat, as well as being a significant exporter of barley and rye. You know, and the other things, you look at the other commodities that come out of there, uranium, titanium, iron ore, steel, ammonia. And it's, you know, it's one of the major suppliers of all these products all for all of Europe. So, you know, and not being a NATO nation or being tied up with NATO and stuff like that, it's very possible that this is just a ploy to get them to join up with NATO and to be involved in that more.
That makes sense.
I think, and I kind of think that might be the route that it's going, but, you know, it's just, you know, you just don't know. But I tell you what, that food thing is going to become more important in the future, and that's something to definitely keep an eye on. And, you know, these commodities with these metals and these mines and stuff that they have, they're needing more and more of that stuff all the time, especially for these, you know, these electric cars and stuff like that. That have all these batteries in them. There's a higher demand for some of those products. So I think that would be something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, Ukraine is definitely the breadbasket of Europe. The exports that they, like you said, Jason, it is just everything from agriculture. Is a mainstay over there. It really is. And their agricultural exports are you know, you can Google that and see it. I've had several of our local agricultural people here posting and talking about that. And so it's you know, it you know, it's a fertile place to take. It really is. And, you know, if it's disrupted, even if things come back, if it's disrupted, you start disrupting the food supply. It has the opportunity to disrupt the oil and the natural gas, that Nord Stream and Nord Stream 2 that run across the Ukraine. It's it's got the potential of being a major disruption for all of Europe, if not all of the world.
Most wars are about a natural resource.
Exactly.
You know, there's always an agenda, the oil in the Middle East and stuff. People always get trying to get control of that stuff. And, you know, the big dogs. Well, you know, Biden and Obama are nothing but puppets to the Federal Reserve, basically. Cause they get, that's who's pulling the strings. And you can bet the Vatican's in on it, too.
Yeah. Yep, and I think that's what's been going on. And, yeah, good point. These freedom convoys, I was watching videos of them roll through Albuquerque, and it was pretty impressive. I don't know exactly where that one started or when it started, but I tell you what, they did a stop in Albuquerque and shut the interstate down, and there was a lot of people out there that were cheering them on. So that was kind of neat. You know, and that's the stuff that, you know, you don't hear a whole lot about right now.
Well, I remember that story that Pete told, where, you know, we were supposed to be turning these cows and stuff, and they broke, and they had a heck of a mess. And when the Anglo-Saxon breaks, you got a mess because you can't control them. And they are free-thinking people. If they would just quit, get rid of their idols, you know, their money and all the security blankets and stuff, and they are a... You know, most people can think if they would. The only thing is, it's been too comfortable. You know, even myself, you know, this whole COVID thing, it's getting us out of our comfort zone. It never affected me too much. I don't believe in that much, but it really affected the people, how easy the sheep are led.
Well, and that's the thing that I feel like that possibly they have... But one of the keys that they have missed in their program is, you know, once they use that end of the world card enough times, you know, it eventually loses some of its power. And I feel like right now that's where, a lot of folks are, because they said this was going to happen and it didn't, and they said that was going to happen and it didn't. And each time they've gained a little more control through this play or that play or a little more taxes or this or that, and a lot of people's opened their eyes and seen so much of the manipulation. I do believe that they are losing the power. Like one of y'all said about with the news, people are paying attention to the news less, and I see that. I think, I know, looking around, that a lot of folks are thinking more, and they are realizing that none of this that you see is the truth, and that's a powerful thing that, you know, has taken divine intervention to move. Because I know whenever I was a child, whenever I was younger, you know, if it came on the news, that's what the facts were, and everybody thought that, and that's what they went by. And nowadays, for the most part, people laugh at the news, you know, because it just, they don't believe them. There's no trust, and if there's no trust, there's no power. And that's what God's need to this day, those small g gods, is for us to give them power over us, because they don't have any if we don't give it to them. There's only one true God, and he has that true power, and he just wants us to choose him, and that's what this is all about. We're going to come to a point where we're going to have to choose our God, and just hope that our people choose the right one, because the only one that's going to make it through, and it's not going to be through money or by bullets or bacon or beans. It's going to be by the word.
Amen.
Well, that's the difference.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's one of the things, you know, people are getting back into the word, and they're getting back into turning their ways, and they're when the spell is broken of the news media and the churches, then that's when people turn back to God. He's turned from their wicked ways. I mean, it's part of 2 Chronicles 7:14, and that's what you know. That's why we're seeing God heal the land across this country too. It's and we're seeing more and more people that want to get back on the land and want to make the land and the soil healthy again. There's a whole new movement that is arising, arose, is coming, and it's gonna change the way things are in the future. You know, all this, the things that we've been talking about. I mean, weapons of warfare. I mean, and that's what, you know, we need to realize that we're in the heat of the battle. I mean, it's taking place right before our eyes in so many different fronts.
And, you know, just look at the fact of how much easier you can talk to people now and and how much less crazy we look for saying the things that we've been saying for a long time.
Amen.
I was reading this morning. some scripture, and in Isaiah 40:23, he it is who reduces rulers to nothing, who makes the judges of the earth meaningless. Scarcely have they been planted, scarcely have they been sown, scarcely has their stock taken root in the earth, but he merely blows on them and they wither, and the storm carries them away like stubble. To whom then will you liken me, that I would be his equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these stars, the one who leads forth by their hosts by number. He calls them all by name. Because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and assert, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and the justice due escapes the notice of my God? Do you not know, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary.
Amen. Amen. You know, it is the moving of the Holy Spirit. We have all been, I think, in Isaiah recently. We really have. Well, let's try. We got a phone call. Let's try going the phone lines. Good morning. Thanks for holding, and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Would that be me?
Yes. Good morning.
Yeah, this is Tom from the right side of the Cascade Mountains in Washington. I was watching the video the last couple of days, and it seems that where Putin is bombing could be biolabs that are associated with this other country. What is it, the USA?
Yes.
And wasn't it Ukraine that they imported a whole bunch of these Germans 150, 200 years ago, a bunch of these farmers? And that keeps putting me in mind of Jacob's blessing to Ephraim and Manasseh. Oh, yeah, and another thing I want to mention, there's a guy who does videos called IPOT1776, and he did a video regarding Saturnalia, and he also, the same movie, talked about Bolshevik Revolution and the issues that Russia was having with the with that, you know, even before that. So, just food for thought.
Thanks, Tom.
Talk to you guys later. God bless.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's certainly come up in more than one conversation. The joint USA Ukraine biolabs that are in the Ukraine. That could certainly be the target of a lot of this bombing, and we remember it was just a few years ago of all the corruption that was brought up with Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden being on the board of the the big gas company for what was it some ungodly amount of money, $800,000 a month or something like that, just to be on the board in the Ukraine. And so, yeah, the corruption that is there, not saying it's in every part of the government, but it certainly is part of those world chess players. And so there's more going on there than even Fox News is reporting on, that's for sure. There is. And like was mentioned, you know, when the focus is there, what's going on over here? Interesting times. Well, thank you, Tom. Stay warm up there in Washington. Well,
you know, you take that Trudeau up in Canada, and all he talks about is that vaccine. You know, well, 90% of the Canadians are vaccinated. This isn't about a vaccination, but that's all he's got. But this is about freedom of choice, is what it amounts, and most people know that. And all he can defend himself is this pandemic. He's got to do it, and he lost his grip. Because the people have risen up and said, that's not it. I mean, you know, they pull them trucks in there, and that's cold weather. Up there, you know, 18 below, and then people are out there in the streets, you know, that's pretty chilly. And but the thing of it is, I think the hand of God is moving that, and all these people do have a very small grip on things, and they have to be all deception to keep it going. It's just all deception wherever you look, but I think Canada has made a huge statement there that the people have the power, you know, and when you can't make the sheep go where you want them to go, you're in trouble.
Yeah, that was that came in here from several different places. Had several people talking about that when Trudeau backed off on those emergency powers. You know, he saw that, like you said, Paul, that was all he had, and that the people and the parliament would not support that, and he had to back off that and cancel those Emergency Powers Act.
Well, yeah, he's confiscating bank accounts and everything, you know, and I don't know. I don't think it's done. You know, the Canadian people have made a statement, and they, you know, and I see a lot of them are really grounded. This is God's earth, not yours, you know, and that's where I see the people going back to their basics, you know, and it seems like over the period of history, you know, even the races will go back to their own kind, you know, and we will go back to our God, and everybody goes back home eventually, you know. We're like the prodigal son. It's better at home than where we went. So that's in a big picture.
Yeah, amen to that. Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open. I see we have a caller here, 307-745-5913. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, Richard, it's Warren. You guys are talking about that, about what's happening over there in the Ukraine. I understand that's part of Europe, and, you know, Europe is part of the Israel people. I guess there's a lot of Russians settled over there, too, but what, you know, we do the same thing here in America. We attack our own people, you know, like Waco or whatever, and I know God's in control. I don't know about out there where you are, but we got all kinds of jobs popping up all over here, and they got $1,000 sign-on bonuses, $3,000 sign-on bonuses. You know, the baby boomers are either dying or retiring, and they can't fill those positions, and, you know, our race is almost gone. You know, like the Bible says, and in Revelations, it talks, you know, about the phantoms and stuff. I believe that God's hitting us in the wallet like says in Malachi, because nobody's giving his, you know, his tithes. The warehouses are getting empty. And that's, you know, that's what's happening all over the world. Nobody's honoring God, giving, you know, to God what to do him, and he's punishing us. So we need to pray that, you know, that changes. I believe, though, the daughter of Zion is waking up. And that's my opinion on what's going on.
Amen, Warren. I think we're in agreement with you. We are. We are. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the comments. And we've got another line here. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee.
Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, George.
I woke up late. I was forced to take an injection of 300 and I believe 54 milligrams, the upper dose of a drug made in Belgium, in Brussels. It stays in the body for 14 days. It's called in Systema. It's really nasty.
Well, George, we'll sure keep you in prayer. But we are glad you're listening in, and we will. Well, Lord, we do. We pray for George. Pray for your peace and your grace and your strength to be upon him, Lord, in Jesus' name. You know, a little earlier here in Isaiah, as you read earlier, Josh, you know, there's so much when you turn. It I think is so applicable, you know. It says here in Isaiah 26:9, when the earth experiences your judgments, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. And in the big picture, that, you know, his word is truth. This word is true. We may not understand it. We may not comprehend it. We may not see how it applies, but it is. It is truth.
Yep, exciting times.
Yeah.
What's going on in your neck of the wood, Josh?
Steve Tarkin?
What's that? Paul? How are these farmers and stuff up there doing, Paul?
You know what? I don't really know. We're looking at really high prices on fertilizer and stuff, and what little I see, I'm talking mostly apple farmers right now. They're really quite undecided where they're going with the future. But it's from my point of view, it's a great time. It's a time to learn. You know, finances really drive people. You know what I mean? When they can make money in this system, they love it. But when they can't, then they start thinking. So. But they most of them ain't got a clue where they're going, I'll tell you that. But I know, you know, I can see the hand of God moving here. You know, the commodities are real high, but now they can't get tractors or parts and stuff like that. The commodities are high, but then they come along with this high cost of doing business. It's just a trade-off, you know, inflation. I don't know where they're going, but I know, you know, God's hand is in this. You know, I was thinking about this. You know, Richard, I've been talking about Asa. It just really struck me when I read that, when he turned to another nation to help, and he turned to a physician for his feet. But then, you know, I was thinking about, you know, Abraham and Sarah. Okay, so he goes to the king, and he says it's his sister. You know, and you know, when we have all these stories we can look back on where God's hand was in it, and everybody lacked faith except, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they just flat stood on it. But there's so many times when people just didn't trust God, and I think that's some of the problems we have in our own daily life today, too. In this whole thing, we have to look at him. We don't exactly know what's going on, but he does. And he sits in the heavens and laughs, you know, and Satan's, the devil's children are trying to get a hold of this earth right now, and he sits in the heavens and laughs. And all that they're doing, all the news media they got control over since the 1800s, and he sets in heaven, and when it's done, we're going to know who he is, and he don't need none of us.
Amen.
Yeah,
I agree with that 100%, and that's what I've seen around here with a lot of people too. And you know, you think about about people not trusting God, that God's going to put them in the position where they are going to trust him. You're going to trust him with your finances, with your life, with your family's life. I mean, that's where this is headed. And you know, he's given us a real good, strong lesson on faith. That's for sure.
Yes.
Well, I'm following you, Ted, and it's 100% right. And I agree with you. God don't need us. He don't. We know that, and we should be mirroring that same relationship. You know, with our mates. That's part of the message this morning, Pastor Peters. But how much more special is it for somebody to want you than need you? Because needing, that's selfish, and that's just, you know, trying to meet basic needs and the simplest thing. But for somebody to want you, to want your fellowship and your friendship, and that's a lot more special to me. You know, a better relationship than if God did need us. And I think about that whenever I try to make decisions, and when you're dealing with your brethren and all, is, you know, is this something that God would smile on, or would he be disappointed in me? And when you look at things and those with that kind of weight, it helps you to be more disciplined and to look into the Word and see, you know, what is right and what is wrong, not just to act out of your flesh, you know.
Yeah, I saw, I didn't see it personally. Somebody told me about it, and they called me up, and they were laughing, and they said that they just seen a pray for Biden, Psalms 109:8 bumper sticker. And they had looked up and seen what that said, and I hadn't seen one of those. I hadn't even seen one of those come across the media or anything, and so I put it into the computer, and I couldn't believe there was pages and pages and pages of them. I mean, you can order Psalms 109:8 bumper stickers, pray for Biden, off of Amazon. It was Amazon had them, eBay had them. There was a bunch of stores that had them. They had shirts with it on there. They had bumper stickers with it on there. I mean, it was all over the place, and I don't know. That was I know we went through that phase where there was when Obama was the president, and people were coming out with those bumper stickers, and there was a lot of those out there at that point in time. But Psalms 109:8 says, "Let his days be few, and let another take his office." And I don't know. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah. Well, look at our dependence on insurance. Everything you got to have insurance. The state demands it for cars and stuff like that. But insurance has destroyed this country. Because number one, insurance, health insurance destroys faith, and car insurance destroys responsibility. See, if you got insurance, you're just a different person. Well, I can survive that. I got insurance, you know. And I'm telling you, it's very destructive to the soul.
That's what my dad always said. He said it removes responsibility from the people.
Yeah, well, now to that, you look at the hospitals, what they're charging for it. They're playing the insurance companies, and they could give a crap about your health or even thing, you know, look at all the money they got for COVID patient, and they're looking at that rather than the patient himself.
Yes.
That's a cold situation.
Yes, absolutely. It's a fallback.
Well, that was here's the... with those insurance companies, too, is you go in and try to pay, $500 for something. They're going to charge you $2,000 for it, but the insurance company only pay, $300 for it. It's a racket. I mean, you pay these stupid premiums, but they get the discounts when it comes down to paying, and they'll only pay this much for this procedure, this or that. They get it at a drastic discount, which if you weren't paying for your insurance, you could pay them more than what it would cost. And I mean, it's just a complete cluster. It's a runaround, and it's it's ridiculous. And a lot of these people that I've seen, I mean, they're better off not having any insurance than having good insurance. It just depends on the way that works. A lot of these people, they have their deductibles, and then it renews on this day. And if they've got ongoing stuff, they can still get stuck with an awful lot of money, and they're, paying $1,000 a month for insurance.
So if you go into your community and you take what everybody pays for income tax and insurance, and you put that in a pool, you wouldn't know what to do with your money. And keep it local.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
No, you guys start running the numbers, and you cannot believe the amount of money that they're skimming off of us from our fear of the wrong God.
Yep.
And a lot of people have woken up and seen that through the COVID thing, because as they watch people get sick and die with little to no treatment, because as soon as they put the COVID tag on that person, well, then they just quit treating them. And, they waited until they got to the point where they had to be on a ventilator before they did anything with no kind of treatment at all. And people recognize that, and they realize that, hey, where's the logic behind this, and just the fact that medicine, not say medicine, the profession, the medical profession, is not for us. They're chasing the money god, and they're doing what they're told. And if they don't do what they're told, then they're at risk of losing their license and having their profession ruined. And thanks be to God that there are quite a few of them that have fallen the flag at the medical profession, said we're going to do what's right by our people anyway. But there are a lot of them that followed the money god and turned on their people. And there are a lot of folks that have seen that, and it has chipped down that god to a good extent that I've seen.
Well, if you go to a doctor, you're going to get out some sign of sorcery. So, I mean, that's just they're just programmed that way. I mean, I see ads on the TV here, all these doctors, wearing a stethoscope around their neck like they're really intelligent, just telling you to get a vaccine. Well, how could you be that smart and be that stupid? Double-minded, ain't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It is.
With the insurance thing, my personal, we had it for years and years, and my personal experience is the things that are good for you, the insurance won't pay for. They won't pay for your vitamins and probiotics and all the different things that are good for you. For your different therapies and the chiropractor, any of your natural holistic stuff, pretty much the insurance won't pay for it. Now, they'll pay for a surgery that costs 20 times as much or 100 times as much, but they won't pay for the natural remedies that God gave us to get better. And that'll show you something right there.
There was a guy in Australia who was fixing arthritis with boron, and he couldn't keep up with it. So he went to a pharmaceutical company, and he let them handle it because it was getting too big for him to handle. Well, and all of a sudden, it's illegal to get boron in Australia and in Germany. It's a I bought a thing of boric acid 2 years ago, and it has a skull and crossbones on it, but they don't want you using it. Right? We used to wash the calf's eyes and everything with that stuff, and all of a sudden, it made me scared of it. What's the matter here? But it's illegal places. It works too darn good on arthritis.
Yep. Yeah, it's a racket, that's for sure. Well, there's no money in healthy people at all. Well, guys, we're out of time again. What an hour. Thank you all for joining in and for making a great program. And Remnant, thank you for tuning in and keeping us in your prayers and your support. That allows us to continue to be about the Father's business and to keep these broadcasts going and to keep the true gospel of Jesus Christ broadcasting out to the country and to the world. And Remnant, there are more and more that are waking up. There are. And we want to, as we wrap up this morning, invite you to come to church with us tomorrow. And the good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I don't think it's going to freeze. It's already frozen. We'll be there, and you can join us. Scriptures for America. Click on the live video stream, and that'll start up at 8:30 Mountain, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 on the West Coast. And we hope you'll join us. And we'll see you there, guys.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, stay high. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out. Ride them out, ride them more, stay high.
Disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high.